Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is C-Mac on WFAN.
Yeah, that's C-Mac.
Going strong in the paint. Good take on football being too violent.
He was going hard in the paint. Yeah. That is Chris McGonigal.
C-Mac,
yeah, as you might know him. Who I think took over for our guy Keith McPherson. Keith, we had him on.
Oh, he did?
Going into Red Sox and Yankees. I believe he's now the night host on WFAN. Look, nights aren't for everyone, Keith.
Been there, done that.
Been there, yeah. Done that. It's not for everybody.
Sure have.
And so that's C-Mac.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him by his full name. Nobody's going to know who that is.
No. Everyone's aware of who he is.
C-Mac. People are like, you hear what C-Mac was saying about the big, meanie Patriots?
Yeah, I did. He's like, guys, that could have been a two-hand touch right there. That should have been a two-hand touch. I love how in his ridiculous, awful crying of this hit, he's like, it's not illegal. It's not a flag, but it's too much, too rough.
Yeah.
So the football player was too rough to the other football player?
It's BS.
It's BS.
What it is. Yeah.
I'll tell you how it really is. I can't swear, though, on the air, so I'll just do the letters. But it's BS. No, like, it's embarrassing, and for the Giants fans that flip it around and they're like, what would you say if Drake May got hit? I'd say, get out of bounds, Drake. I'd say, don't take those hits, Drake. That's what Vrabel's been saying. That's what a lot of guys are saying. Because we saw him take hits last season, this season, earlier in the year. He would get wrapped up, slam his head on the ground, go in the blue tent. We're like, that's not ideal. Jackson Dart plays like a maniac. Jackson Dart is very entertaining in that sense, but also has gotten hurt and will continue to get hurt if he doesn't change. And the Christian Ellis hit was awesome. I don't want flag football. I don't want two-hand touch football. It's not as popular as tackle football, and that's what they're crying about. They're like, Jackson Dart. It is. It's sad. It's honestly sad.
That was C-Mac's next block, I think. That was his next segment.
He spent a good amount of time just wiping tears and crying about a football tackle, which even he says isn't a penalty. It's one thing if you're like, these guys are headhunting, and it's like Vontaze Burfict out there just like drilling guys in the head every single play. Like, it wasn't that. It was a hard-hitting, physical football game, which is, I thought, what most people liked about football.
Dart was also fine.
Dart, even in the postgame, was like, we're not playing soccer.
Right, well, and
oh, but like, literally, he was fine.
I mean,
he
got right back up, but after the game, I don't know that I totally believe him, but he's like, well, we're not playing soccer, and this is how I play, and go back and watch my high school tape, go back and watch my college tape.
Yeah.
The Gruden video that's been making the rounds.
It's going to be short on him.
There's a Gruden video from when he got drafted, or prior to getting drafted, that's been making the rounds.
And he didn't have a cadence?
Yeah, it was when he got hurt. Well, there's that. But he's also like, you got to stop doing this. You're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I will. I'm going to work on that. Uh-huh. Hasn't worked on it one bit.
No.
So, I mean, allegedly, he believes, we're not playing soccer. He doesn't mind that hit. Allegedly.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't get the outrage
That's
on that.
Bull.
If you're gonna if you're gonna be outraged, I would say, well, they took out Gunnar Olszewski after he had another big hit. Mm-hmm. Like somebody needs to step up. Like if I was in New York, maybe that's how you phrase it. Like these guys are not afraid of you. They're not intimidated by you. They are out there headhunting. Not maybe the word I would use.
Yeah.
But if you want to punch it up, they're out there headhunting because they're not afraid of you. And I would make it about the Giants, like how soft they are. And the Twitch chat to me is making a good point. We got this on the text line yesterday. Maybe it's the same person. Giants fans loved Cam Scataboo.
Oh, yeah. He plays hard.
Ramming through
people. A lot of big hits.
Helmet first. Head first.
Yeah.
Giants fans love that. I love that. It's awesome.
That's good.
And now they want
more of it.
Now they want to cry about this.
They're crying about this
because their quarterback can't get out of bounds.
Get out of bounds.
That's bull.
It is bull.
It's not bull.
I do agree with C-Mac on that.
Because here's the thing: a lot of quarterbacks, both guys in the game on Monday, can run. And when they become runners, like they're going to get hit. And so one way to sort of take that out of the game isn't, you know, dirty plays. I'm not saying Greg Williams bounty gate, like go for the head, go for the knees, all that stuff. But you want to make them think twice about running because these guys are all super fast now. They're all very athletic. They can turn, you know, third and 15 into a first down just from running. But if they keep getting big hits, they're going to think a little bit twice about it, right? Like that should be part of the defensive equation. So, yeah, obviously, I enjoyed it on Monday, but I am pretty surprised about how just, you know, anti-contact so many Giants fans are.
It's 1 to 85, how surprised?
Say it again.
1 to 85, how surprised?
I'm 85. I thought we all liked football for a lot of the hits. Yeah, I'm really surprised.
I don't know if I'm 85, but I'm a good 72.
72?
Yeah, it's high on the
72.
Scale. Yeah.
But like,
I don't want to break the scale. Like I could have been more surprised.
But like you go on Twitter, dangerous place, that doesn't always speak for everybody. Uh-huh. But and Christian Ellis was on with us yesterday. He even was talking about like his whole family was getting messages because people are dumb. They're tweeting the wrong Ellis and everything else. But they
that is true. Where people like, oh, it's Caden Ellis again. It's like, yeah, it's not even the right Ellis.
Like guy. And then they're taking his comment, which was awesome in the post game where he's like, do you have a message? Was that a message? Like, yeah, slide. There's nothing wrong with that. It was a perfectly clean hit on Jackson Dart, and people are looking at that being like, oh, when Ellis gets hurt, I'll be happy. And you're like, first of all, Dart didn't even get hurt. Like you said, he bounced right up.
He's fine. I mean, he's about to get himself hurt again probably next week, and he did just get hurt prior to that.
He's going
to
get hurt, yeah.
But no, the reason they're reacting that way in New York is because the Jackson Dart, it's such a story because he's already gotten himself hurt with the way he plays. So now it's like, let's lash out. And let's try to protect our quarterback by calling everybody else headhunters when it's actually your quarterback who plays like a moron.
But how can you cry about a play that you yourself say is not a penalty? Right? Like there is unnecessary roughness in the game. So as much as I'm like, I like contact, I like gladiators in the arena.
There's a line somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying like rip his helmet off like you're Steve Latimer in the program, takes the guy's bonnet. Yeah. I'm not saying do that. That's entertaining too, but you can't do that. I understand. And even I've gotten around the, you know, if you watch a highlight tape of like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterbacks in the 80s and 90s literally getting destroyed and no flags. I get it now. Like guys in the pocket, they go low, they go high. It makes it difficult on the defense, but that's sort of what it is. You want to keep these quarterbacks healthy. But also, they can't just do whatever they want. You know, we would get mad at like Patrick Mahomes for like fake sliding or fake going out of bounds and like, No. Like you gotta hit those guys when they do that. And in the case of Jackson Dart, he's just fully inbounds as a runner.
I will agree with this. We got this on the text line as well, 617-779-7937. If that was Mahomes, that might have gotten flagged.
That happened a couple weeks ago.
No, but there's also
and
been.
They didn't throw a flag.
But there also have been plays where he's like inbounds.
Well, actually,
and
they threw
the
one when he got hit 5 yards in bounds and picked it up.
So, I mean,
is this
like,
just the quarterback thing, too? So, if that was like Wandale Robinson and he got hit the exact same way, would people cry?
They wouldn't care at all.
Gonzo did
shove Wandale Robinson down. No one's mentioned it once.
Yeah, it was a good tackle.
Gonzo threw him.
Yeah, it's a quarterback thing.
And I'm saying, not that it was dirty, but like.
No. He's if truck stacked him.
You could lump it in with all the other hits if you were worried about anybody but the quarterback. But no, he plays like a moron.
Yeah.
And so I get Vrabel sending the message and the reminder to May, being like, well, yeah, it's a good reminder to our quarterback.
Yeah,
like, get down,
like
get out of bounds.
Yeah.
I'm also not worried about that at all with Drake May. He's not an idiot like Jackson Dart.
No.
And, you know, every quarterback, I guess, is a ticking time bomb, except Josh Allen plays every single week and posts every single week. And Tom Brady played for 20 years and had one injury.
Mahomes is usually out there.
So, you know, I mean, if he's smart enough, and I think he is, most of the hits that he's had are smashing his head off the turf.
I was going to say, it's usually how he gets tackled.
He goes down. Even the one against the Jets last year when he did get knocked out of a game.
Though the turf has done more damage than opposing players.
So he did have one earlier this year against the Bucks where he got jacked up on the sideline.
Yep.
And they picked up the flag because he was still in bounds.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not worried about him. I don't think Jackson Dart is a cautionary tale for Drake May. I get what he was doing, Vrabel. But I don't think he's a cautionary tale. May is 1,000 times smarter than him as a quarterback already.
Oh, yeah.
617-779-7937. Do you think that's how the Pats are going to play now? Or do you think that was a one-off?
No, yes. I hope it. Yeah, hell yeah. This is how they're going to play.
No, well, that's what you want. Do you think that's what they're going
to
do?
I mean, it's tough to do that every single game, I would imagine. But you look at some of the plays. Some of them were on special teams. Some of them were on defense. I think they can set the tone on special teams and make big hits like that. Maybe now they can really kind of like see the finish line too with the season. And you look at the next few games, I think it'll be pretty easy to get all fired up. First of all, you're going for the one seed, so that's easy motivation right there. But then Buffalo again, just approved everybody. Like, you know what Cam Newton said, you got to beat the man. You got to beat the man twice.
Two times.
You got that. But then against Lamar, I think they'll be motivated for Lamar. And then your two final games. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we get more of this.
I hope we do. That to me feels like more of a one-off because it was so out of nowhere with them, but maybe that's what they're going to be because that would be excellent.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Tyler's in New Hampshire. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Very good.
So how about this football team, right? This football team is just amazing, like the turnaround. But I got to talk about like how these Giants fans are complaining about that hit that Christian Ellis put on Jackson Dart. If you are going to get outraged at your quarterback that just came off a concussion protocol, and he continues to play reckless football.
I think that's what Giants fans. I think Giants fans are misplacing their anger. I think they are actually mad at Jackson Dart, but they love Jackson Dart and they think he's the future of the franchise, or at least they hope he's the future of the franchise. So they're lashing out at something else and misplacing their anger. I think it's as simple as that. They're like, I can't believe this idiot's doing this again.
Yeah.
That's what I think they actually are saying internally. But then it goes to their brain and they're like, but me like Jackson Dart.
Just can't blame the player. They can't do it.
Me want Giants to be good.
Yeah.
And so they go, let's lash out at Christian Ellis. Like, I think that's what C-Mac and others are doing. That's what I think it is.
I just love the C-Mac defense because even as he's talking about it, he's like, well, it's not a penalty.
I wouldn't call a flag.
I know it's bull. I understand that it's bull.
It's not a flag. It's bull.
No, it's not a flag. It's within the rules.
They should have a separate flag, like a different color for bull.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not a penalty. That's bull.
That is bull.
Yeah, you get like, it's like a challenge. You get like one per game. You have your red challenge flag.
Yeah.
The rest have the yellow flags.
That's bull.
Brown bull flag. You throw that.
You know what that means.
That's bull, ref.
If Brian,
I want the court to know that was bull.
If Brian Burns did the same thing to Drake May, you think they'd be like, God, Brian, ease up. Just push him out of bounds. Just guide him out of bounds.
Please.
Would you please?
Please.
There's too much violence in this sport.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. More thoughts on the Patriots coming up. We will get to the Celtics at high noon with Terp. Pure Hoops every Wednesday at high noon. We got the hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. We got some Would You Rathers on a Wednesday at 11:30. On the way next, let's get to the Red Sox. A lot of rumors flying around about who they could be trading, who they could be signing and or trading for. We'll get to all that coming up. Plus, Sonny Gray introduced yesterday. Red Sox fans maybe should be fired up, although we've heard this recently before. Let's get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.